Now, friends, we come to another very remarkable psalm, Psalm 103. This is the psalm that Gustavus Adolphus, when he entered Augsburg in victory, after he'd had the victory at Leipzig, this is the psalm that he had read at that particular time. And this psalm here, it looks on to a new day. Actually, even beyond the millennium, into eternity. And it will find the fullness of fulfillment then. Now, the nation Israel in the past has turned to this psalm. And the godly Israelite today turns to this psalm. And in the future, he'll turn to this psalm. And the church and individual believers find in it a real source of strength and light. It is a psalm of praise and of thanksgiving for things and praise for a person, and that person is Christ. I suppose it was sung as an antiphony. It was sort of a solo to begin with, and then it ended with a symphony of universal praise. And I've divided the psalm like this. You have in the first two verses an admonition for the present. And in verses 3 through 9, a declaration concerning Jehovah. And then in verses 10 through 16, a declaration concerning man. And then verses 17 through 22, proclamation for the future. Now, will you notice this very first? It's an admonition for the present. And notice how personal it is. Twice it's used here in these first two verses. Bless the Lord, O my soul. That's the word, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. And the Polychrome Bible translated that, all that is deepest within me. And this is a psalm that gets way down where we live. And it reveals something, actually, to my own heart here. Well, it's a psalm that we're to praise Him, we're to glorify Him, and yet when I come to this psalm, I recognize that I just can't quite make it. I do the best I can, and my soul goes out to Him, but not like it should. And friends, there's a real danger today, and I would put up a warning sign that there is a danger of going to church, going through a ritual, and it absolutely be nothing in the world but just parroting pious platitudes. This is the thing that God warned His people about in Isaiah 29:13. The people draw me with their mouth, and their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart from me. And their fear toward me is taught by the precept of man. It's nothing in the world but just lip worship. There's absolutely no submission to God's word and God's demands, but following just the precepts of man. And we have it today, not only as we turn to Judaism. Why, my friend, if we turn to Romanism, it's very easy for us Protestants today to point our finger and say, just look how dead their religion is. By the way, friend, how dead is your church and how dead is your worship? And that's the thing that troubles my own heart. Oh, my soul, if I could just only lift to Him a praise that would be pure and from the depths of my heart, that is the thing that we long for. There's a lot of chanting today in ritualism. It's easy to say that modernism rejects all the great truths, but do we just go to church and mouth these things, and it can be said of us, their heart is removed from me. All that's within me praise His holy name. You know, the flesh can't do this. May I make a confession to you? You won't tell anybody, will you? Let's just keep this to ourselves. But you know, I can't worship Him as I'd like to worship Him. And you know why? This old nature, this old flesh I got, just can't rise to that level. And it's only by the Holy Spirit that you and I can worship Him today in spirit and in truth. And forget not all His benefits. He's been so good to us as we look back over the past. How wonderful this psalm is.